And it says, likewise, greet the church that is in their house. So just this really isn't, I don't really want to go too deep into this, but there's a house church movement out there that they think that, you know, we need a plurality of elders and that there's five dudes that get around a coffee table and they're all pastors and they're all, you know, it's just a club. You know, it's not a real church. People will take the verse that says, you know, where two or three are gathered in my name, there am I in the midst of thee, that means that they're pastors now or something. No, you're not a pastor. So, look, they had a church in their house, but look, Pastor Anderson started a church in his house. You know, Pastor Jimenez started a church in his house. Ryan and Greta are running a church in their house right now. And you know what the difference is between this house church movement where everybody thinks that they're the pastor? Well, first of all, nobody ordained them. Second of all, they don't know the Bible. Third of all, they're probably using different Bible versions. And even if they are using the same Bible version, if they weren't sent out, if that church wasn't established by biblical authority, then they're not a real church. So it's not a house church unless there's actually a house pastor to be the pastor there, or you have an evangelist there, or you have someone that's been put in charge by a church, by the authority of a local New Testament church. So there is a difference between the two. And one is run by losers, the other one's run by a church, okay? So there's nothing wrong with having a church in your house, but either one's fine, no. There's nothing wrong with that. It's just how was it established? And obviously, Paul's not using it in a negative light. So people will take verses like this and they'll run with it and they go, see, the house church movement was the way it was. That's not necessarily so. Because the church in Jerusalem, where did they meet? In someone's house? There's like 3,000 members there. At least 3,000. I think there was actually way more. There was thousands of members. Where did they meet? They met at the temple. Or other places, but they didn't meet in someone's house. That'd be a lot of dishes to do after the party was over, right? So, you know, it's okay to start out in a church. Good night. It's okay to start out in a house church, you know, and that's how things start. They think things with God start small and they get big. So just like the mustard seed, right? It's a little house church, mustard seed, and then that thing grows into a big giant plant, and you're going to have to move that building, or you're just going to have to be a very small church. And I don't think God wants us to be small churches. Not so tiny that there's four pastors in one church and they all take turns preaching to each other. So